Well, praise God, today I get to share one of the favorite things that I like to teach about, and that's hearing the voice of God. So before we get into all of this, I would like to pray, and we want to make this a message that will just, really do good things for you. And I'm excited, of course, about doing it. I've already told you that. But Father God, I just thank you that we can learn to hear the voice of God. We're not born with that quality, but that can be developed within us, so we know what you're telling us to do, and we can have good and accurate direction from you. And I thank you, Father, for the ministry of Holy Spirit who leads us into all truth. I thank you that Jesus has made unto us wisdom, righteousness, sanctification, redemption. Father God, we've got the whole package inside of us. Teach us how to walk, listening to Holy Spirit and doing what he shows us and tells us to do. In Jesus' powerful name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Barbara, I'll tell you, this matter of hearing the voice of God is so critical today, probably more critical than it's ever been.
Well, and the first time that you did this tape was 9 years ago, Darren, and you would think that in almost 10 years that people would be growing in the Spirit so much that there wouldn't be this need. But I see a very fat body. We have just glutted ourselves on the Word of God and teachings. They're great teachers all over, and yet the majority of the time when you get one-on-one, the person will say, how can I hear from God? How can I know when he's speaking? How can I listen to him and be guided by his voice? And so, Darren, I believe this message you're going to give is very important for the body.
Well, I'd like to say right up front that this is not a mystical quality. And some people that really don't walk deep in the Word would say, well, you're a mystic. You're a psychic. You know, no, I'm not either one of those. I'm just a man that has learned over the years to hear the voice of God, and I've worked very diligently to do that. Sometimes I really work to get quiet so that I don't hear familiar sounds that will pull me out of the Spirit, as I say. Now, for example, when I hear my phone ring, I know it's my phone. Even though you might answer it in the bedroom or in the kitchen, if I hear that ringing and I'm in my office, you know, I then, of course, you want to say, well, who's calling? You know, is it an important phone call? Is it a call I should take? Or if I hear the neighbor's dog and I'm starting to, we've lived there 6 months now, and I'm starting to know what he sounds like. Mm-hmm. Well, that's a familiar sound. Or if I hear the floor creaking in the hallway, I would say, well, Barbara is coming, and maybe she has some she wants. Now, all of those distractions will pull you out of the concentration mode. So there was a time in my life when I was trying to learn to hear the voice of God, and I would squint my eyes so hard trying to block out the natural world, I'd almost get a headache. It was really crazy. I would just scrunch down. Well, so now I'd like to pray in the night. Or if I'm in the daytime and I need an answer, I like to get in my car, and I can lock out all extraneous noises and whatever. And in fact, there's one place I like to go to pray. And very honestly, it's in a retirement community. But there's a nice fountain there, and it's quiet, and people don't disturb you, and I can park my car, and I can pray in the Spirit. I can read my Bible. I can begin to hear the voice of God accurately. Mm-hmm. Now, I love mathematics, and I like standards and weights and types of things that you'll find in the beginning of a big dictionary. But, you know, we've been educated in our schools to know that 12 inches is a foot, that if you take 3 feet, that's a yard, and you get 5,280 feet, you got a mile, and so on. But all of these are discrete measurements. In other words, a foot isn't 11 and a half inches. It's not 14 inches. It's 12 inches. We could say the same thing about ounces and pounds. Well, what about in the spirit world? Can I pray and ask God for an answer, and can I know what he's saying? Well, in Jeremiah 33:3, it says, call to me, and I will answer you, and I will tell you great and mighty things that you do not know. Well, sometimes there's a great need to really hear the voice of God and get some direction accurately. And I can give you lots and lots of examples, but let's suppose that you're looking for a job and you're unemployed at the moment. And you say, what would be the best place for me to be employed here? If I take out the newspaper and I read all these help wanted ads, I could waste I could waste the next 6 months going to the wrong places. But you see, I know this, that God knows the perfect place for me to find employment. He knows that. Well, how can I be directed to that? Well, years ago, I developed a little system within me, taught by Holy Spirit, to say, all right, Lord, sometimes all I want is a yes or no. Should I do this or should I not do this? Should I wait? Well, So I would write down on a piece of paper, I'd write down two words. I'd write down yes, and I'd write no. And I'd ask the Lord a question, and I'd say, now, I want to shut my eyes and see in my mind's eye, some would say, and now I say it, I believe it's a deeper level. I'd say, I want to see in my spirit the right answer here. Well, I worked very hard. Well, the Holy Spirit said, what you need to do is go from known information to unknown. Start with the known, first of all. So I would ask, for example, is Jesus Lord? Well, I know I've accepted the fact that Jesus is Lord. So I'd close my eyes, and as a matter of fact, I'd start, first of all, by having my eyes open, and I would circle, yes. I know that the answer to that question is yes. Then I would close my eyes and I would say, now, can I see the word yes circled? Well, I'd learned then, after a period of practice, very honestly, that I could close my eyes and I could see that word yes. Well, then I would ask another question of known information. I already know the answer. Is the Bible true? Well, I know that's a yes. So I'd have another yes written down. I would circle that with my eyes open and I'd close my eyes and I'd ask the question again. Is the word of God true? And I would see that word, yes, circled. Now, you see, I'm working from known information now before I get into the unknown. I want to work with known information, with answers that I absolutely believe with all my heart to be true or to believe a certain way. All right, is the devil a deceiver? And I would write down the word yes and the word no. Well, I know that the devil is a deceiver, so I would see that circled. Now, then the trick or the challenge comes to this. How can I use this skill, this spiritual skill, and it really is a skill, and it's something you have to develop, you have to learn to do it, and I'll tell you, I've taught several people to do this, and it works. So this is a symbolic language here, and when we learn to read the English language, we learn by symbols. You know, cat, C-A-T, that means that's a cat. D-O-G, that's a dog. Well, here, we're just learning another skill here. So, now, let's suppose that I need some direction, and I'm going to ask the Lord, I'm going to write down a yes and a no on a piece of paper, and I'm going to say, Lord, should I do this? Should I apply for this job, for example? Or should I quit this job? Or should I sell this house? Or should I get this mortgage? Or, you know, all of the things. And I've learned to close my eyes, and that helps me, close my eyes and ask the question, and say, now, Lord, I'm going to meditate believing that you want to guide me into all truth, as the word says in the Gospel of John. Now, all I want here is the truth. I want your truth. You know which way I should go. For example, if I've got a job that I don't like, I'm going to ask the Lord, is this the time for me to quit this job and seek other employment? Well, if I can get a secure yes or no and know that I've heard from the God, then I've really got some solid direction. So I use that yes and that no, and, you know, and I go from that, and folks, I'll tell you, I've done that for about 20 years, but I use it all the time, and it's so accurate for me that I've learned to depend on it. I know that I can ask the Lord a question, and I may be standing at the end of a meeting or at the beginning of a meeting talking to you, and you're asking me a question, and I'm searching the Spirit for an answer. I'm asking the Lord, you know, how should I respond to my friend here? And many times I see that word yes or no on your forehead, for example. If you're saying, should I quit my job? And immediately I've disciplined my spirit to ask the Holy Spirit, now, should this person quit their job? What should my response be? Well, if I see a no on your forehead, then I'm going to tell you, well, the Lord is telling me that, no, this isn't the right time to quit this job. Or, you know, maybe you need to pray about it some more. You need to seek more counsel. Now, that's an invaluable thing, and that's how I am led by the Spirit of God. And I also learned, for example, to say, someone is saying, Darren, I've got a terrible, terrible stomach ache. And I pray and ask the Lord, well, what does that look like? And in the Spirit, He'll show me like an x-ray of that person standing in there, or maybe they're calling on the phone, and I see a great big black area in their stomach. Then I ask the Lord, well, what would it look like if they were healed? And I see it's all light. And so then I start praying, and I watch it change from darkness to light, and then I can tell that person with confidence, you know, God has just healed you. God has just healed you. Well, and I know that may sound a little far out, but I believe this, that God really wants us to know. He doesn't want us to guess. He doesn't want us to flip coins and do all this kind of stuff. And you say, well, Darren, what do you really call that skill you're talking about? Well, it really is a simulcast, because we're operating both in the natural as well as in the spirit. I wouldn't trade that for anything. Now, just a while back, this matter of hearing the voice